My name's Phil Weiser, and I want to be your next Attorney General.
So could you begin by telling a little bit about your experience and your values?
I am a first-generation American. My mom came here when she was 6 years old. Every family has a story. I've gotten the chance to hear a lot of them on the trail. I've shared mine too, which is my mom was born in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany on April 13, 1945. She was liberated the next day by the U.S. Army. And my grandparents and mom came here because this country is committed to freedom and opportunity for all. And I grew up with that experience, both hearing the story of resilience and belief in a better future and the values of this country, which drew me to law school so I could be a lawyer to fight for people's freedom and opportunity. That's taken my whole career in a direction of public service, working for justices at the Supreme Court, Byron White, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, working at the Justice Department under Presidents Obama and Clinton, and serving as the dean of the CU Law School, where I've engaged our whole state, helping to train lawyers to solve problems and serve. And that's what I'm about, and those are my values.
Could you go into the role of Attorney General for people who are unfamiliar? What kind of difference does it make in a state's politics?
The Attorney General is the lawyer for the people of Colorado. Every single issue that you have as a consumer, as a citizen, whether it's breathing the air, whether it's how businesses treat you, whether they can take advantage of you like some big pharmaceutical companies have done, getting people hooked on opioids, making money, and now need to hold them accountable, or whether it's the federal government that violates the rights of citizens, which has happened frequently, including recently with the Affordable Care Act, where our government is not defending the law that would prevent companies from discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions. Our Attorney General stands up for us, whoever it might be, irresponsible companies or the federal government. And the Attorney General represents the state solving problems, managing our water, helping to ensure that everyone in Colorado has access to broadband, and protecting network neutrality, a principle of the open internet. All of these issues are handled by our lawyer, who needs to be accountable to the people of Colorado to build a better future.
And what first inspired you to run for Attorney General?
This is something that I had to think long and hard about before doing. The short version is I've always wanted to serve, and I've known that if you want to serve, you may have to raise your hand and say, I'll run. When Hillary Clinton lost and President Trump succeeded, there wasn't going to be any opportunities for me to serve in Washington. I'd served under previous President Clinton, President Obama, and I'm committed to service. The issue is what's going to happen in Colorado. And I thought this job, Attorney General, it matters a lot. It may matter now more than ever. Who is running? And is there someone running who I should say I'm going to support, or do I need to look in the mirror and say I need to do it? And my conclusion was I need to do it. So I got into this race 14 months ago. My second public appearance was in Garfield County. And I've been learning ever since then. And I continue to be inspired by the people of Colorado who have told me on issue after issue that they want someone to help solve problems, make progress, and bring people together. And that's the type of Attorney General I'm committed to being.
And throughout your campaigning, you've made multiple trips throughout the different counties of the state. What kind of things are you finding out?
A lot. One, that a lot of people are concerned. They're nervous. Whether they're DACA recipients who are worried about whether they're going to continue to have the protection that they've been offered. Right now, they're protected because state AGs from other states, not ours, have stood up for them. People who are suffering from the opioid epidemic, whether it's people who are in jail or who are recovering. I talked to someone today who got another opportunity for drug treatment and is making the best of it, but that's the exception. We need to fight hard on this opioid epidemic. It's destroying lives. People who are worried about healthcare costs spiraling out of control and asking, what can we do to lower them? I want to help those people on those issues. And that's what motivates me to seek this office.
So what are a few of the first things that you would do?
One is this opioid epidemic. We are facing something right now that is unforgivable. Companies who have made a ton of money marketing products, knowing they were highly addictive, but not telling people. In fact, they told them the opposite. I will hold them accountable. In that action, what we will get ultimately is going to be a money judgment that we can use to create drug treatment as an alternative to incarceration. That can be a catalytic change to change criminal justice so that we're not incarcerating people, putting people in jail because they're drug users. That's wrong. We need to create drug treatment alternatives. That is a top priority for me. Another is to make sure we defend our democracy. I am really concerned that forces like dark money in our politics and gerrymandering undermine what Abraham Lincoln talked about as a government for the people, of the people, for the people, and by the people. That's what I want our democracy to look like. And dark money, which huge amounts of money coming from out of state, undisclosed, it can sway elections. We need to make sure we have the sunlight on all campaign spending. We need to make sure we don't allow unconstitutional gerrymandering. And when Ken Salazar was our attorney general, he fought an unconstitutional gerrymander in protecting competitive districts. And finally, I want to protect our land, air, and water. And I'll stand up to the Scott Pruitt agenda, and I'll be on Colorado's side to fight against climate change and make sure that we protect our land, air, and water.
What are your impressions of proposed ballot initiative 97 to require 2,500-foot setbacks for oil and gas?
I've heard a lot of people who are really concerned about oil and gas development and whether it's unsafe to the public health. And there are a few things that need to be put out there. First, our current attorney general, when Boulder County was working on an ordinance to ensure that any oil and gas development was safe, what did she do? She sued Boulder County. And the worst part, she sued them without talking to them first, which to me, again, unforgivable. You don't do that. You don't beat up on a county. You work them as a partner. When I'm attorney general, I'm going to create a special unit in the attorney general's office dedicated to working with localities so that they can protect their populations from unsafe oil and gas development. That's crucial to me. I'll also work to make sure the Oil and Gas Commission has the authority that it does under Colorado law, which our current attorney general has sought to read out of the law, the protection for the public health, safety, and environment. With respect to this particular proposal, I've got some concerns that it's going to not necessarily achieve its goals. I know that people are motivated by a real concern that I feel, and I want to work with them to make sure we protect people. Because I've heard people out there, they're worried about kids in schools and emissions and water. And we need to make sure we protect our public health. That is a fundamental role of government, to protect the people.
All right. And could you speak to the narrow victory in the primary?
As I say, we won our state assembly clearly, and we won our primary, period. The margin shows how much there was enthusiasm for both candidates. I had the great privilege of running with someone who has made me a better person, a better candidate. I have the utmost fondness and respect for Joe Salazar. He and I had more debates than I think I'll probably ever have with another candidate. And it didn't get tiring because Joe is an authentic person who cares. And I learn a lot from him every time we're together. And what we need to look at is how many more people voted on the Democratic side for Attorney General than the Republican side. Close to 200,000 more. Built enthusiasm, and Joe and I are together to make sure that we elect a Democrat as the next Attorney General, because this office matters, and it has to be in the hands of someone representing the people of Colorado, someone who will take on dark money, someone who will fight for our politics, who will stand up to Big Pharma or other companies who might be taking advantage of people. And people deserve someone who's there for them. A lot of people are frustrated and concerned, and those people, I want to be their voice. We need people engaged. A lot of people are cynical about politics, but my message is simple. If people don't engage, then we're not going to get the government we deserve.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Just that it's such a pleasure to have people across the state joining me on this journey. You can look at my website. It's Phil for Colorado. As you said, Raleigh, I've been to every county in the state. I'm coming back again and again, and I am energized by people spreading the word. So learn more about me at philforcolorado.com. There's videos to watch, posts. We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And learn where I'll be and come visit and share the words. Democracy is not a spectator sport. We need people on the field, engaged. That's what 2018 needs to be about. Thank you for helping to inform voters.